FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz, and today is April 28th, 2017. This month is gone, hard to believe, and your money could be gone too if you don't pay close attention to what our next guest, Heather Wagenhals, is going to tell you about. Heather is a radio host for UnlockYourWealthRadio.com and a longtime colleague. Heather, welcome back.
It's so good to be with you, Kerry.
Hey, so every time I talk with you, there's yet another scam or multiple scams breaking out all over the place. And now what's the latest scam du jour?
Well, and the latest scam you have to really be careful about, too, because you may not be the victim, but your children are the victim. And they cause you some significant grief. So,
like they don't cause you enough grief already, right?
I know. And as if they're not money sucks themselves, yeah. Now they're forcing you to download something that's going to steal your identity. It's crazy.
Yeah, really. I'll say. So how's it work exactly?
So the Nintendo Switch is a video game that allows you to go from your, it's a device that you can play on your mobile devices and then you can transfer it seamlessly to your desktop or other type of gaming console. And so they've sold out. All right, but now these scammers have come up with a really clever ruse, and that you can download this emulator, which will allow you to play all of the new Nintendo Switch games on your desktop, supposedly. So what happens is the kids see this ad everywhere, Facebook, you name it, has all promoted this ad. These people have had everywhere throughout the internet. And you click on it, and then you go to the website, you download this Nintendo Switch emulator, but it's a total scam. So what happens is you download this stuff, and it's actually downloading unwanted applications, and they're all different. So sometimes you might get just misleading information about computer problems, and then the computer problems that you supposedly go fix download more malware onto your computer, and now you've got potential ransomware, or you've got these things that are directing you to buy different antivirus software, or you have to purchase an unlock code in order to get rid of the software that's causing you grief, but it's the same software that caused you grief because you could download more of it. It's this vicious cycle, sucking your money, your time, and your data away from you.
My goodness, that's horrible. And leave it to the kids. They just get greedy. Oh, I can download any Nintendo game and play it without the console. This is the best thing ever. I can't wait. And then the next thing you know, your life is gone.
Yeah, and you go in to balance your checkbook, and then all of a sudden your computer locks up on you, and you're like, what the heck? So the best thing that you can do to solve this problem is make sure that you are keeping your antivirus software current. And maybe when you go in to set up a separate profile for your children on the computer, and that if they download software, that it's only installed for that user, not for the global computer. So you can sort of mitigate some of the problems that may be happening. And if your kids, you know, if you are on the wait list to get a Nintendo Switch, have your kids go play at their friend's house that actually has one.
Yeah, right. Don't think that there's an easy way, a shortcut to getting this product other than from the manufacturer, because you could easily be scammed in the process, right?
Yes.
Wow.
Absolutely. I mean, we just have to be careful with these sorts of things.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, it's really nuts. Who would think that they could do that? It's so simple to do. And the kids are totally security unaware. They're probably hacking themselves. So what are you supposed to do here, Heather?
Yeah, so and there's one other thing that kind of has come up this month that's been an interesting deceptive marketing practice, and it's a message that you get that pops up on your computer that says the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, supposed watchdog of the United States, you get this pop-up saying that they will fix your computer for any of the problems that you have. So a gentleman had his website shut down this month that was saying that his software, you know, was the FTC. But there have been imposters now that have created these fake FTC press releases and these fake links back to this website where you can download software free from the FTC.
Oh, yeah. Like, who would believe that? I don't know. Like, that's strange that anyone would believe it, don't you think?
Yeah. Well, I mean, what did Reagan say? The scariest words, you know, we're the government, we're here to help.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
Why anybody would think a government agency would have our best interest in mind is beyond me.
And certainly not this government. Maybe Canada. Yeah. Maybe they care about you in Canada, right?
Yeah, where their universal free health care costs every citizen $400 a month.
Yeah.
Perhaps.
Nothing like free. Nothing like free. But these are pretty serious hacks, exploits, as they call them. And you got to be careful, especially if you have kids, because kids are like total target for this.
I know. And, you know, and we think, oh my gosh, the world is such a big place. Why would they pick on me? You know, I'm just struggling to get by. I have huge debt. I have a mortgage. I only have a 401k. I really don't have any assets to speak of. And so people think that they're insulated by their lack of assets, that their current financial state keeps them safe in some way. Huh. But, you know, people can run wild with their credit. People can do anything. There's, you can't afford to dismiss the importance of protecting your identity. It's all you have.
Yeah. And it's so easy to have it, you know, misappropriated.
Compromised.
Absconded with.
No question.
Yeah. As these scams show, over and over and over again, it keeps happening. You know, there's just no magic bullet to protect you from it, right? I mean, how do you stop it? How do you stop it, really?
Well, you can't stop it because of the, you know, masking ability of the internet, but you can certainly protect yourself and mitigate most of the risk, because it's this denial that we live in that it's possible that it happens to us that is what creates the opportunity. And if you eliminate the opportunity, you can certainly mitigate the risk. A lot of low hanging fruit, you know.
Sure.
If you take time to create password, if you use different passwords for every website, if you encrypt any data that you store in the cloud, then you're doing everything you can, and they're going to move on to the next person. It's just like, you know, the criminals that that house doesn't have its lights on. Maybe we'll go rob that one.
Or that one doesn't have a burglar alarm. So, right?
I mean, it doesn't have the security sign out front. So let's try that one.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so true. It's so true. I mean, even though nowadays a lot of formerly very inept burglars now know how to disable common alarms. So you have to even go further there. But that's a story for another day. And we really need to watch out for it. So what do we do here?
Absolutely.
What do we do? I mean, what's the best thing?
One of the first things that you can do is go to my website at moneycreditinu.com and sign up for the alert so you can be aware if there are data breaches or new malware attacks, and make sure that you are constantly updating your antivirus software and make sure that you store your data offline somewhere. So if you have a backup hard drive, back it up and then disconnect it so it's not accessible to the internet. I had an external hard drive get infected with malware.
Wow, I can't believe that.
And it's because I left my computer on and I left the stinking thing plugged in. And, you know, and I got too tired. And so I went and worked on my desktop and I didn't get back to it till the next day. And then when I went to access a file and I just accessed the drive and it fired up, whoa, my whole computer, just all of the words started melting off the screen.
Oh,
and I'm like,
dadgummit. Yeah. And you're an expert in this, and they still got you, right?
It still got me. But, you know, I mean, because I invite trouble because I'm working to find out what the latest scams are. So I use a torrent browser. I go to the deep dark web. I try to do it on a computer that I only do that on, and I take it to somebody else's free Wi-Fi hotspot, so it's not even on my home network at all, you know. But so I flirt with, you know, trouble every day, you know, when I'm trying to, but I'm doing it because I want to make sure that everybody else is not becoming a victim. And you hear about it on the deep, dark web first before you hear it about it in the mainstream media. After several thousand people have fallen victim to it, you can find ads to create your own private label version of this malware. So, kind of interesting.
Yeah, that's amazing. Well, Heather, on that note, tell us again where we find you, how to connect with you on the web.
So for the latest information on data breaches, scam, and fraud alerts, visit my website at moneycreditandyou.com. And if you would like to learn a biology-based approach to money management, then you can visit my radio show at unlockyourwealthradio.com.
All right. And as always, we'll have a link to your site in the show notes to this interview. If you got any questions or comments on this interview or any others that we do, send me an email, kl@carrielutz.com. That's kl@carrielutz.com. The Twitter feed's @CarrieLutz. The Facebook page is Financial Survival Network. Watch out for scams on Facebook. They are all over the place, rampant, but they are on any online portal that you go to. So you always have to be worried about it. Always have to be concerned and vigilant. Most importantly, always be vigilant. Never think that just because you're not on the Fortune 100 list that you're not a target, because you're a target no matter where in life, no matter what your economic station may be. Heather, it's great talking to you. We will catch up again soon. Be well.
You too. Make it a prosperous day.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.